Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Another high-scoring affair between the Barracuda and the Tucson Roadrunners. They combined for 14 goals back on December 20th. Not quite the onslaught tonight, but 10 combined when everything's said and done. And the Barracuda kick off 2024 in the win column with their first win against the Roadrunners in four attempts. It got squirrely at times. There were moments of highs, and there were times the Barracuda were certainly on their heels, but to give them credit, they continued to forge four. They find a way when everything was said and done to get a power play goal from Daniil Gushtin to take their lead back at 5-4. They seal the win with an empty netter from Artem Guriev. And when you're going against a team like Tucson, winners of five straight, just a point behind Calgary for the top spot in the Western Conference, you knew it wouldn't be easy. You knew it would take a 60-minute effort. And for the Barracuda, it took all 60 minutes, but they find a way to kick off 2024 on the right foot.
They got off to a good start. They had a good first period. Even though they gave up a goal late, they still had a strong first period. Second period, as you said, I think the word squirrely was perfect, because there were giveaways, there were turnovers, there were lackadaisical plays with the puck, careless almost. And it was a period where, okay, not great, you need to be better with the puck. They get a power play in the third period. They score on that power play early. But then after that, it was, oh, we don't want the puck. You guys take it. But then they got to settle down. They got a fortuitous timeout, a commercial timeout that we had to take. That kind of settled them down. Then they got their game going. They generated a power play opportunity. And then the big goal by Gushtin, what a shot that was. And after that, you know, it was late in the game. But they were settling down as they got that power play go-ahead goal. So good to see for the Cuda. They did some good things, some things that they can build on. Overall, they're going to feel really good about the way that they approached this game and how they finished it off.
Daniil Gushtin finishes with two goals, his fifth career multi-goal effort in the American Hockey League. He's up to a team-high 11 on the year. He's now at a point per game this season. He's got 29 points. Daniil Gushtin on the year. It's actually 29 points through 28 games, so he's just ahead of that. But he continues to pace this team offensively, such a reliable source when it comes to offensive production. For the Barracuda, going against this Tucson team, they had yet to beat them in three attempts. And for the Roadrunners this year, they are the best team in the American Hockey League when they get that first goal. They've done that 17 times going into tonight and have a 971 winning percentage when they score first, 16-0-0-1. So that was critical that the Barracuda got off to a strong start, and they would get that exact start they were looking for at 4:10 when Daniil Gushtin would charge the blue paint. Kyle Rau had put it in on net, and Gushtin cleaned up the rebound for his team-leading 10th of the year. Some real estate down the wing. Seems a pass far side and a backhander. They score! A trailing forward, I believe Gushtin banged it home, and the Barracuda are on the board. That's a great job by San Jose. They put the puck on net, and Gushtin charges the blue paint and tucks it home. That line of Daniil Gushtin, Kyle Rau, and Nathan Todd, they were just getting started. A big night for that trio, and they really drove the Barracuda's offensive bus all night long, and they were not done. At 12:18, Nathan Todd would clean up a loose puck that went off the post, was sitting behind the goaltender Villalta, and he'd swipe it in for his seventh goal of the season. Leon Gavanke and Shakir Mukhamudulin would pick up the assist as the Barracuda would jump out to a 2-0 lead in the first. Bortolo on the far side wing now, up towards the point, Mukhamudulin. Now Gavanke works to the dot, shoots off the post, they score! Nathan Todd cleans up the loose change that had gotten behind Villalta, and the Barracuda with a 2-0 lead. So the Barracuda had a 2-0 lead. They had the first two power play opportunities of the game as well. Didn't get much generated on those chances, but smooth sailing in the first period to that point. But then they take their first minor penalty game. Nikolai Konishov called for hooking at 16:20, and Tucson's Austin Pagansky, who you mentioned, Drew, was very good in this game, he lights the lamp for his fourth of the year. That cut the lead down to 2-1. Then Cole Castles, though, at 19:11 would pot his fourth of the year, and the Barracuda would take back a two-goal lead. But it was kind of a microcosm of what would turn out to be an interesting game after what was pretty traditional and mundane start. Barracuda up 2-0, but some back and forth, and that would start late in the first period. Castles would score first to make it 3-1 Barracuda. Barracuda have been much cleaner so far here tonight as we're under a minute to go in the first period. Here's a chance right in front. Castles, he scores! Cole Castles, who was snake-bitten for so long, he's now got three goals over the last handful of weeks, four on the season. The Barracuda had a 3-1 lead. But 22 seconds later, Josh Doan would score to cut the lead down to 3-2, and we go into the intermission with the Barracuda leading by a score of 3-2. But as I mentioned, Drew, it seemed a little bit status quo. Barracuda up 2-0 in the first. Then all of a sudden, bang, 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 you get three quick goals. Barracuda go into the intermission. They've got just the one-goal lead, and Tucson able to find a way. In that second period, they end up tying the score, so we go into the third, tied at 3-3. But it was a little bit of an example how the game would start to transpire as we continued along.
Yeah, well, we were talking about the last game that I was able to broadcast with you when the Roadrunners were in town, and it was a back and forth as well. But the Roadrunners kept tying it. And we decided it was the next one that mattered, right? And the Barracuda couldn't get the next one. And tonight, going into that third period, the next one was so important.
Yeah, it was critically important for the Barracuda to continue to not waver, despite the fact that Tucson continued to come back time and time again. That's really the identity of this Roadrunner team. They're hard to put out. The Barracuda have learned that example firsthand on multiple occasions already this year. So the Barracuda had a 3-2 lead after one. In the second period, despite outshooting the Roadrunners 15-9, Tucson would get the only goal, kind of a seeing-eye right-point shot by Cam Crotty, his first in 89 games. In fact, the last time he scored, it came in this building. That tied the score at 18-15, so it'd go into the third with the game level at 3-3. And the Barracuda would have an abbreviated power play to start the third, and they'd wait just 1 minute into the third period to recapture their advantage as Scott Sabourin would park himself right in front of the net and tip home the go-ahead goal for Sabourin, his seventh of the season. Way into the corner. Todd keeps it alive. Back up top for Mooka Madulin. His wrister. They score! Sabourin right in front. Gets the stick on it. And the Barracuda are back up by a goal. So the Barracuda don't wait long. They score to take the lead in that third. A count of 4-3 on the goal by Scott Sabourin, his seventh of the season. But Tucson, as they proved time and time in the game, they would not go away. And it's really started by their pressure. The Barracuda got caught on the ice for a little bit too long. A giveaway in the neutral zone. It's right back into the attacking zone. And a shot by Soderstrom that I think Crona will make the save on 9 out of the 10 times
absolutely.
He faces it. It beats him through the wickets. And Tucson ties the score once again. The time of the goal for Soderstrom is 7th of the year at 9:20. But the Barracuda, well, they didn't bat an eyelash. They didn't get phased. They continued to push forward really like they did all night long, and they'd go back onto the power play. Ethan Frisch, kind of an unlikely guy to take it to the net. He draws a penalty. It puts the Barracuda on the power play, and Daniil Gushin, guess who? He'd do it again to put the Barracuda back up by a score of 5-4. Gushin back to the right side. Gavanke seaming a shot. Save made. Stretched out is Valalta. Cleared attempt by the Roadrunners. Is kept alive by the Cuda. Now Castles, one-timer, Gushin, he scores! Daniil Gushin, not the biggest of guys, but man, can he get a lot behind his shot, a one-timer upstairs. That turns out to be the game winner. Artem Guriev will get a couple of cracks at the empty net. Second time is the charm. He notches his first in the AHL at 19-17 as the Barracuda pick up a huge win against the Roadrunners to kick off 2024, and now are up to 26 points on the year. So for the Cuda, we talked about it a lot in the pregame show. We talked about it throughout the game. You've got a fresh start. The first third of the season, frankly, was not the way this team would have liked things to shake out. They're near the bottom of the division. There's still so much in front of them, and they start off 2024 by beating one of the best teams in the league, and arguably the hottest team in the league in the Tucson Roadrunners, 6-4 here on home ice.
And they, it's a great win for a coaching staff because there's things you can be happy about. One, you get the win, obviously. Two, you got your power play cooked. 2-for-4, good. Okay, we can build off of that. But there's also some teaching moments you can go to work on. So that is a great win-win for a coaching staff. We win, but we get to work on some stuff with the guys. And so they approach this game the right way. They had a ton of energy coming out to start. And then in the critical moments, for the most part, the Barracuda won the critical moment game. The power play at the end, that ended up being the game-winning power play, they had a chance, and then they kept attacking. Chance at the net, recover, re-attack. Chance at the net, recover, re-attack, and then the final with Gushin and that shot. So good win for the Cuda. They should feel good about it. And you know, the fans enjoyed a very entertaining game tonight.
Barracuda back on the ice on Friday at the Toyota Arena in Ontario. That kicks off three straight against the rain. First to back-to-back on the road. That game will start at 7 o'clock. We will have pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 on the Sharks Audio Network. Meanwhile, Tucson, they too stay on. Well, they stay on the road. They go to Chicago on Friday and Saturday to make their way into the Central Division. These teams won't play again until they play in this building in March 23rd and 24th, so quite some time before these clubs meet up once again. Barracuda are now 1-3 against the Roadrunners on the year, and with the win again, they are 11-14-4. Tucson's five-game winning streak comes to an end. They are 19-9-1-1. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. Barracuda do win this game, and it's on the back of their power play as they get a couple of goals from Daniil Gushin tonight. Let's quickly go over our three stars before we do sign off. Scott Sabourin is our number three star. He had that power play goal, did Sabourin in the third, finished with a goal and assist, a plus two rating, and six shots on net. He is the number three star. Number two star tonight is Nathan Todd. He had 3 points, goal, two assists, plus one rating, and three shots for Todd. Number one star, Daniil Gushin. Gushin finishes with two goals, a team-high 8 shots on net for Gushin, who came into the game third in the league in that department at 106 shots on there. He's a volume shooter, and he put that great shot on display tonight in what would turn out to be the game winner. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 28 minutes, 1,109 sod here at TechCU Arena. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether you listened on the Sharks Audio Network or you watch on AHL TV. We certainly do appreciate it. We'd like to thank Drew Amenda for joining us and providing great color commentary as always. And for me, just a delight to take a breath and allow for somebody much smarter than me to talk for a little bit.
No, so. I was talking. It wasn't so much smarter. And I said, I don't know how you guys do it by yourself. You do such a fantastic job, Nikki. San Jose is lucky to have you. But I love coming and doing these games with you. It's fun to do. You're a great broadcaster. And finally, I think this might be my first win this season.
We'll have to go back and check the scores.
No,
I think Nabby was maybe keeping track.
Nabby is definitely keeping track, for sure.
Well, that'll do it for us. Barracuda, big win tonight, 6-4 against the Tucson Roadrunners. Again, we're back on the air on Friday from Southern California. Until Friday, for Drew, I'm Nick. We'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.